It's a privilege to be again with you here today, tonight, and we will have a presentation, a PowerPoint presentation shortly. In fact, I think I see it up behind me right now. Before we get into that, though, I would like to pray again and just share a few things that I didn't quite have time to share with you this morning. So let's go ahead and look to the Lord once again in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Daddy, thank you for the wonderful opportunity to share about the ministry that's going on with Child Evangelism Fellowship. I thank you for North York Gospel Chapel. I thank you, Father, for how they've helped with bracelets. And Lord, I thank you for how that they've helped in their prayers. And Lord, I just ask that you would bless them, especially for that. We thank you, Lord, that you have a desire for us to connect with you. And Lord, we just ask that you would help us each and every day to go to that quiet, special place where we can be plugged into you, where we can receive the nourishment of your word, and where we can pray and lay our burdens before you. So we pray and just ask, Lord, for your blessing now on this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Wanted to share, I didn't quite get the opportunity to share this morning, but just one of the things that COVID has done for me and for my family is that it has forced us, and by the way, last year, just as a recap, last year I had the opportunity to share here at North York on a Wednesday night via Zoom back in my bedroom. You remember that? Yeah. And it's such a blessing to be back again physically with you. It really, really is. We missed you, and this morning, you know, as we were talking, my wife said, I so appreciated the music. There is a ministry of music that we all need, and I know you felt that during the pandemic when you didn't have that music, that encouragement, that blessing, and then to be able to come back and to be able to sing together and pray together and worship together is such a wonderful thing. But I wanted to share with you one of my last points this morning was having a supercharge, getting plugged into the Lord Jesus, but going beyond that. Dr. Tony Evans talks about a lot of times when someone comes to know Christ as their Savior, that oftentimes it's kind of like coming into a house. A lot of people are saved, but they stay at the door when there's so much more to experience. And that's what sanctification is, that big word that I used this morning. Sanctification is the process of becoming more like Christ, to put it simply. We could go a lot more into detail, but we won't. But that's basically what sanctification means. And as we look at the life of George Mueller, as we look at the life of D.L. Moody, as we look at the lives of John Payton and of Hudson Taylor, we see a common denominator in all of them, and that is prayer and the reading of God's Word. And the reason I want to harp on that just a little bit is because when we say those names and we hear about the great things that God did through those people, it can be available to us. That kind of a prayer life can be available to us. Hudson Taylor, without compromise, would get up at 2 o'clock every morning, and from 2 to 4, he would have his prayer and quiet time. It's been recorded in his book, The Secret of Hudson Taylor. You find that even when he was going out to some place in China, out in the boonies where there was no one, he would stop and he would make sure in the middle of the night at 2 in the morning, wherever he was, he got up and they heard this shh, which was the light of the candle. And for an hour he would pray, and for an hour he would read the Word of God. Then you look at John Payton, which I love the story of John Payton. We actually do one of our missionary stories on John Payton. And John Payton is a phenomenal missionary to the New Hebrides Islands. If you've not read the book, I would strongly encourage you. He was surrounded by cannibals, and he just had a phenomenal life. But he also was highly dependent upon prayer. And he had bought in this little boat, and this boat would come, and it would come and bring supplies to his island. And this is in the settings of the mid-1800s. And one day, as the boat was coming, he got some news that the boat had been bought by slave traders. And the boat was coming that they recognized, that his orphans that were on his island recognized, and the natives recognized as being John Payton's boat, the missionary boat, coming to the island, which they were always glad when the boat came. That was a big deal to them. But he knew it was owned by slave traders. And he had absolutely no recourse. And so he stayed up in the middle of the night. He prayed all night. And he said, Lord, I have no recourse. But please keep that boat from coming in and taking my people as slaves. And the book says that the boat, there was a terrible storm as the boat was in the harbor coming into shore, getting ready to, you know, put down its boats, and it hit a rock and split in two. That is the power of prayer. I mentioned George Mueller. He was actually one of the founders of the Plymouth Brethren, or he had a great influence, I should say, not necessarily a founder, but one of the great influences of the Plymouth Brethren Church. The Lord led him to take on orphans. I mentioned this morning 50,000 answers of prayer that the Lord had given him. George Mueller, actually, as you read his life and as you look at his life, he actually is a cut above the other men of prayer that we see. And by the way, George Mueller was a big supporter of guess who? Hudson Taylor. They were contemporaries. They lived at the same time. And both had similar philosophies of faith and of fundraising. But I share this with you to encourage you. George Mueller would spend hours every day in prayer, walking around praying as he was doing different things. It wasn't necessarily just one specific time of prayer, but it was all throughout the day that he was praying and asking the Lord for help and needs. And they've made actually, Voice of the Martyrs has actually made a cartoon of George Mueller, which I would highly recommend. We got it for Christmas, so that's one of the reasons I'm talking about him. But it shows George Mueller, and I think a lot of us know this story, but all the orphans are sitting around the table ready for breakfast, and there's no milk, and there's no bread. And all of a sudden, they get a knock at the door after they had given thanks. And a man said, my milk cart broke down. Could you use the milk? It's going to go bad. Then, baker shows up. I felt led of the Lord to bake these. Can you use 200 loaves of bread or whatever it was? The Lord supplied the need. And it's all a direct answer to prayer. A prayer life is so important. I want to share this. This really, the prayer and the reading of the word, but prayer is so important. I wish I could spend all my time talking about this, but I'm not going to. I was asked to give a report, so I will give a report. We will get there. But I was challenged by a friend of mine. He asked me this question. I'd like you to ask it to yourselves. He said to me, Jason, this is about 8 months ago. He said, Jason, how long do you spend in prayer? And I said, I don't normally keep track of the time. The honest truth was I wasn't spending a lot of time in prayer. And he said, Jason, you need to be spending an hour to 2 hours of prayer, a day, at least, in prayer. And I said, how do you spend an hour to 2 hours a day in prayer? How do you do that? He said, well, I'll start praying for you, that God will teach you how to do that. Because it's not necessarily having a list to go through, but of spending time in the presence of God. It's not a legalistic thing. I got to get up at 5:30 in the morning. But what I discovered was that God would wake me up. And I'd wake up and I said, wait a second. I just sense I need to be praying right now. And I said, I actually told my friend who's my coworker, his name is Hunt, I said, I woke up at 5:30 this morning. You're praying for me, aren't you? He said, yes, I am. And the Lord began to bring me to a deeper walk with him. And it is found in the presence of the Lord. It's found in praying and reading. George Mueller made this comment. He said, my prayers were really tough. It was really tough for me to pray. And then I began to discover that as I read the Word of God and then prayed to God, it became more of a conversation rather than of a list to get through. So I just want to encourage you, because it's for a lot of my life, I read about these great men of the faith. I read about people who spent time praying and how God moved and worked in their lives. And I remember thinking to myself, well, How do you do that? And the Lord showed me, I want to encourage you to ask the Lord to bring you to a deeper relationship with Him through prayer and reading of His Word. I want to encourage you, don't make it a forced thing. It can't be forced. Again, it's like going on a date. You know, hopefully, when you go on a date with your spouse, it's something that you look forward to and not something that you dread. It's the same way in spending time in the presence of the Lord. The Word of God says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I've been so excited to see what the Lord has done in the ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship as a direct result of prayer. We have a weekly prayer meeting that we have, and it's just a time where we do a Zoom, and we just have the Zoom, and the prayer requests are up on the sheet. It's kind of our guide, and anyone that wants to pray can pray. We pray about the ministry, and it's exciting to see what the Lord has done. Now, some of the statistics on this PowerPoint are a little old, so I'm going to give you the very latest statistics of Child Evangelism Fellowship in our local chapter. Due to COVID, our numbers of those that we reached are down. Normally, we reach about 3,300 in a given year that we share the gospel with. And by the way, your bracelets are very appreciative, and we use them. Thank you. Every time I look at them, I think of the saints at North York Gospel Chapel. And we use them often. But anyway, we had 2,000 that we reached this past year. Still not bad during the COVID time. Not bad at all. And then, yet that number was down. So we were down, what was that, maybe 40% or so. But the amount of salvations actually went up. We normally see about 100 people coming to know Christ in a given year through Child Evangelism Fellowship. This year it was 145 that we saw come to know Christ. So that's a 45% increase in the numbers that we saw. So we praise the Lord for that. We've started two new ministries this year, partnering with the Salvation Army when they give away their presents. Normally there's a line of people that line up. You know, you see the bellhoppers at Walmart or wherever, if they still allow them here, I don't know. But they're lining up, and their people are giving presents, but then they take that money, plus people give toys, and they have a toy drive. And they give not only to children, but they also give to needy people. So while people are waiting in line to receive their presents, we are partnering with them to share a very simple gospel message. We oftentimes use the Evangie Cube when we're doing that. That was the first time that we did that this year. We were able to reach 200 new people, and we had about 3 salvations in that 200 that we shared the gospel with. So we praise the Lord for that. The Lord's also enabled us to do some other things, and I'll go ahead and get into the PowerPoint presentation, which we'll share with you a little bit more what the Lord is doing. Oh, I need to read my verse here. Matthew 19:14 says, "But Jesus said, let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven." You know, I think about the words of Dr. Tony Evans. And he said, he made a comment, he said, don't just leave something to your children, leave something in your children. And what a precious truth that is, because we can leave them $1 million and yet not leave them Christ, and they will miss out. So let's make sure, and I appreciate you with young families who are here. I appreciate you coming and bringing them to church. I appreciate you letting them call out songs, because I'm telling you, in a lot of churches, they don't even allow that. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the children that are here. Invest in them. They are the future of the church. So, let the little children come and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Child Evangelism Fellowship is the largest evangelical organization in the world reaching children for Christ. Established in 1937, we're in over 200 countries. There's only one country that we do not have a physical presence in, and that is in North Korea. Our motto has been to pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into His vineyard. So would you pray with us? Child Evangelism Fellowship is not in North Korea, but the gospel is there. There are still missionaries there, but they have to be undercover. But would you pray with us that door will open? And then these are statistics, I believe, for 2019. So these are a little high. I think we had, instead of 25 million, I think we had about 20 million children. Actually, it was something, it may be even less than that. Due to COVID, our numbers were way down. But across the board, we found the same thing, that the numbers of those that we shared the gospel with was down, but the numbers of decisions that we had went up. And what does that say? It says that people are serious about hearing about the things of the Lord and want to get things right with the Lord. And then we had about, this is again 2000, and I think 2020, we had about 10 million professions of faith. I know those numbers have changed, but anyway, okay, so 18 and 19. After school good news clubs, we have over 6,000 of those in the United States. Pray for the after school good news clubs. Due to COVID, a lot of them have been shut down. We just got word that we'll be able to open up Henderson County, which is kind of funny. My furthest away county is the most receptive. And we met with the superintendent. I actually had COVID when I met with him, and I didn't know it. And I met with him, and he asked me, he said, "This is the superintendent." He says, "What can I do to see all the after school good news clubs in, or all the elementary clubs have an after school good news club?" I said, "Wow." I said, "Well, you can help us get connected with more churches." He said, "You mean churches aren't stepping up to the plate to have an after school good news club? I would think that they would love to do this." And I said, "Well, we need a little help. If you could help us, that would be great." I said, "You asked, so," but pray for us. The Lord is opening up a door there in January. It looks like we'll be able to get back in, but you know, everything is kind of right now up in the air, and everything can change so quickly. But anyway, there are about 200,000 children enrolled in an after-school good news club. An after-school good news club, we'll go through the slides, we'll tell you more what that is. And then children reached, this is in the United States, almost 700,000 children reached are in a weekly Bible club. After school, there are six main ministries of the After School Good News Club: Christian Youth in Action, five-day clubs, mini spectaculars at various locations, which that is our second new ministry. I mentioned the Salvation Army as a ministry, a new ministry, but the mini spectacular is also a new ministry. Then the Mountain State Fair and Christmas party clubs. The Mountain State Fair ministry, again, half the number. Normally we share the gospel with about 1,000 people at the North Carolina Mountain State Fair. We share the gospel with about 500 this year. But we actually saw about 100% increase, because we saw right around 30 people come to know Christ. The year before was totally canceled, but the year before that was 1,000 people we shared the gospel with at the North Carolina Mountain State Fair, and 33. So we actually had about a 95% increase at the North Carolina Mountain State. And you never know what's going to happen at the North Carolina Mountain State Fair. We had some very interesting things happen this past year that I won't get into. The Mountain State Fair ministry, it gives the numbers for 2019 here. 2020, it was completely canceled, and then we came back this year. I will share one story with you. Near the end of the North Carolina Mountain State Fair, I had a Satanist come up to me, and it was him and his girlfriend, and it was strange, because that normally happens at least once, and you get some strange people. But he came up to me, and I was doing the Evangie Cube, which I don't know if you all are familiar with the Evangie Cube, but it's a great, simple, it's like an Rubik's Cube that opens up, and it shares the message of salvation. It's an excellent, excellent tool to captivate children and captivate adults, and they can see it, and it's just a great way to share the gospel with people. Well, I was doing that with this Satanist, and I knew he was a Satanist. I could just tell, when they're dressed all in black, that's kind of a sign that maybe they're going through something. And so anyway, he wanted to rush me through the gospel, because he was very uncomfortable with it. But then he said, "Can I have your cube?" I said, "No." I said, "This is my last cube. You can't have it. Sorry." And then his girlfriend that was with him, we're giving out tracts, and she went over and just made a big show of ripping up the tracts and throwing them away. But you never know who you're going to run into. I also ran into another young man, and I was at the table, and I was sharing the gospel with him. We got through the gospel, and he said, you know, I just want to tell you, God can save anyone. He said, in 2020, I got COVID. And when I got COVID, I was confined to my house. And the only thing I had to read was the Bible. And so I started reading the Bible. And it transformed my life. And as I was talking to him, of course, some of you are familiar with some of the things that we're going through with my son, JJ. But as I was talking with him, I said, Thank you so much. I said, you have no idea what that means to me. He said, I treated my mother terribly, and I was an atheist, and I just hated the Lord. And I said, thank you so much. I said, I really, you know, and he told me, he says, I came here to minister to you. And I said, what's your name? And he said, my name is Jason, which of course is my son's name, JJ. And I couldn't handle it. I just started crying right there and then, right in the middle of the North Carolina Mountain State Fair. I just started bawling. And I said, thank you. I said, you do not know how much that means to me. That's exactly what I needed to hear today. And what is the truth of this? The truth is that sometimes when we go to minister to other people and to share the gospel with other people, God ends up ministering to us. So we praise the Lord for that. The Mini Spectacular is a new ministry that we have started in 2021, just this year. And the Mini Spectacular is where is a lot like the Large Spectacular that you've heard me talk about before, but the Lord has enabled us to invest about $15,000 into a trailer, into three moon bounces, actually four moon bounces, but one we don't use, and it popcorn machine and snow cone machine. And basically what we do is we go to various churches and they sponsor the spectacular, and we invite the community to come, and then we share the gospel with the community. And it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to see people come to know Christ. Now, they've been small. These events have been small. In years past, I've shared with you how we would have 1,500 people come to an event like this. Now we're doing really good, and we get really excited if we get 80 people come. But that's due to COVID. But churches are able to use this, and we've seen people come to know Christ. We did one on October 30th. It's kind of a fall festival thing, and it was hilarious. I had a new volunteer come in, and he had never led anyone to Christ. Now, part of our training, we train people to use the wordless book and how to share the gospel. And so this man, his name is Mike. Mike gets in there. He's a farmer boy. You know, he's a cowboy all of his life, literally raising cattle. And he gets in there, and he loves kids. He loves Daniel and Joshua, and he loves to play and horse around, literally. Anyway, and he was sharing the gospel and with this family, and he got to the point of, would you like to receive Christ as your Savior? And they go, he said, yes. He did that. He said, I got to find someone to help me. He said, I don't know what to do now. I told him later on, I said, hey, by the time you got that part, everything's easy. You know, that was the hard part, getting up to that point. But anyway, he was able to find someone else and led that person to the Lord. We've actually, through the spectacular this year, we had about eight mini spectaculars. A total of about 600 people come, and about, I want to say, right around 20 people came to know Christ through the mini spectaculars. Christian Youth in Action. We had a great year at Christian Youth in Action. Joshua was a summer missionary for the second time this year, and Daniel is going to be a summer missionary this year. Daniel will be a junior. He'll be telling the missionary story, and Joshua will be promoted to senior summer missionary. Now, the difference between junior and senior is the junior has less of a part leading songs, doing the missionary story, whereas the senior gets to tell the Bible lesson and lead people to the Lord. Joshua actually had an opportunity to lead his first person to the Lord at the North Carolina Mountain State Fair. So we praise the Lord for that. And by the way, when I was here before, I had mentioned about a new ministry that we had started called Fueled by Prayer. And I'll just take a moment and mention that. Fueled by Prayer is a line that you can call on. And when you call on this line, they ask you to pray. And when you pray, the person who has founded this line gives a small donation every time you call in and pray to Child Evangelism Fellowship or to your 501c3 nonprofit. We've been doing that for about a year now, and we have about 30 people or so who are signed up to do that. Again, it's a love-based thing versus a law-based thing. You don't have to call in every day. You don't have to call in, you know, three times a week is great. The wait to pray is about a minute, and it's a wonderful way to support the ministry. We have about 30 people, and through that ministry alone, we have about $1,200 that comes in, anywhere from $800 to $1,200 every month that comes in as a direct result of people calling in to that prayer line and praying. Joshua has some envelopes with that information. We're kind of doing this thing, helping him to be a summer missionary this year. If that's something that you're interested in and calling in on Fueled by Prayer Line, praying for Joshua or praying for our family or praying for North York Gospel Chapel, you're welcome to get that from Joshua. He has that and would love to make that available to you. So Christian Youth in Action, another ministry that we have is the After School Good News Club, where we get to go into the public school and share the gospel with boys and girls. This decision was made on June 11th, 2001. The Supreme Court ruled that the After School Good News Clubs could be held, and it has been a wonderful opportunity for us to share the gospel with people. The After School Good News Club, it normally meets in elementary schools, although we do have a few middle schools that we meet in. The cost is approximately $1,000 per year per club to sponsor an After School Good News Club. The Lord has led us to some sponsors, one sponsor in particular who says, look, I'll sponsor anywhere up from 10 clubs. So we are closely approaching the place that when we go to a church, we can say, hey, if finances are a problem, we have the sponsors, we just need the volunteers to help run the ministry. It's a wonderful way to disciple and work with the children and lead them to the Lord. And of course, the superintendent and the principal must agree to the club. We actually start at the superintendent, and then the superintendent opens up the county for us or tells us what guidelines we need to follow. And we've actually opened up a fifth county. I'm in charge of six counties, but we just opened up Silva. So we're very excited about that and have met with a superintendent not long ago. Okay, so what do we do in After School Good News Club? An After School Good News Club meets one day a week for about an hour and a half, and you need about 7 to 15 volunteers in order to run an After School Good News Club. And there's what's done in the After School Good News Club. There's a snack time. There's a word up. The word up is a wonderful one phrase that we'll continue to repeat throughout the club. It may be God is love. It may be, you know, I can trust in God or something like that. And we have the children repeat that throughout the club. And normally a lot of times God uses that particular word up to speak to the teachers as well. Then there's also, a Bible lesson with a gospel invitation. We give a gospel invitation at the end of every one of our clubs. Then there's a missionary story. That's not every club, but a number of clubs like to do that. And then there's, of course, a song time and a prayer time. So After School Good News Clubs, we need your help to reach all 63 elementary schools in our six counties. We have a total of six counties. We've opened up five of those six counties. There's one county that is not, we have not met. What that means is that we've met with the superintendent, and the superintendent has given us permission to go in. So we've opened five out of six of our counties. And later on, I'll get into the numbers of how many schools have actually opened and how many churches are a part of it. We need a total of 375 volunteers. Right now, we have about 100 volunteers to get into all 63 elementary schools. So we would appreciate your prayers for that. Henderson County, the county that I mention where I met the superintendent when I had COVID. These are all the clubs that we have going on. We have 7 after-school good news clubs in that county. Right now, they're all shut down. Pray that in January, which it looks like in January, we'll be able to get back in. But pray that we'll be able to get into them. And then these are the ones in Buncombe County that we're a part of. Fairview, Lester, Oakley, Pisgah, and then Haywood County. Shining Rock Classical Academy is actually, you look through our window and you can see that school. That actually is a charter school. So we would appreciate your prayers, especially for that one, as Waynesville Christian Fellowship sponsors that one. And I actually go and work and teach in that one. And then Transylvania County as well, in Brevard. Christmas party clubs. These are the various locations. We had 8. So 2020, we had about 5 or 6 on the docket, and just about all of them got canceled due to COVID. This year, we had about 8. And we did something really unique this year. What we did was we took a Christmas present, and we put pictures of the Christmas story inside of a box, kind of like an onion. So you had this big box that we brought in, and we said, hey, we've got this present for the world. Does anybody, or for Wally? And you know, is anybody here by the name of Wally? And, you know, we try to find someone, we play around. I say, oh, no way, it doesn't say Wally, it says the world. And it's from John 3:16. Oh, maybe if we look up John 3:16, it'll say who this gift was for. Oh, this gift is for the world, for God so loved the world. And then we'd have a child come up and unwrap the first present. And then we take out, and there's a box inside of that, along with a picture of the first part of the lesson. And we have 5 boxes that the children would unwrap. And it really is true, you know, when you, as parents, you think, you know, all they're concerned about is ripping off that wrapping paper. I can prove that that's true because of what with this box and with the story. But it was done so well that Jesus is the greatest gift that you can ever receive. And it was wonderful to see them ripping open the wrapping paper and go through. And I had Mary and Joseph as puppets. And we just had a wonderful time. We really enjoyed ourselves in doing that. And I think we saw, I don't know, maybe about 13 come to know Christ as a result of the Christmas party clubs. I had the privilege of leading about 9 or 10 of them, about the majority of them I had the privilege of leading to the Lord. One girl, her name was Maria. I said, what do you want to talk to me about? She says, I'm ready to get saved and ask Jesus into my heart. I mean, she was just so ready. It was wonderful. It was like picking ripe fruit. So anyway, we praise the Lord for the Christmas party clubs. And this is what people are saying about Child Evangelism Fellowship. We partner with the Southern Baptists a little bit. We partner with Calvary Chapel and various churches in our area. Anyone that really has a sound biblical doctrinal statement of faith and that can agree with our statement of faith. Mud Creek Baptist Church is one of the largest churches in Henderson County. And they have adopted Sugarloaf Elementary. And we're real glad to have them on board with Child Evangelism Fellowship and helping us. In fact, Joey Syek actually heads up that after-school Good News Club. These are just some brief testimonies. And I've used some of these testimonies in the past, so you may be familiar with them. And I can't read that one up there. Okay, I led a little to the girl to the Lord. When I asked her if she had ever sinned, she said, I lay in my bed many nights weeping over my sin. I remember that was at a Presbyterian church. I remember going to that church and one of the ladies coming to me and saying, if just one girl comes to know, or one person comes to know Christ, this whole 5-day club, this whole vacation Bible school will be worth it. Well, that little girl was her granddaughter that came to know the Lord as her Savior. I went to her, I said, was it worth it? She said, oh yeah, it was worth it. Many other stories I could share. One little boy at the Salvation Army said, I'm ready to be saved. The second boy said, I love Jesus, and I want all the love that he has to give to me. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful desire. We appreciate your prayers. We appreciate you giving to the ministry. We appreciate you volunteering and making those bracelets. It's just a wonderful, wonderful ministry. We praise the Lord for the ministry. And would ask for your prayers as we look into Christian Youth in Action. My boys would love to have some more help with Christian Youth in Action. I think we had 3 or 4 last year, but we'd love to see more than that. Young people that can go and teach 5-day clubs for us. Again, if you want to talk to Joshua or to me or one of us about getting that information about Fueled by Prayer, please feel free to talk to one of us about that. We just so appreciate you guys. We really do. Do you have any questions before we close? All right. Clear as mud, right? Okay, wonderful. In fact, that's the funny thing about Mud Creek Baptist Church. They actually have a TV program where they broadcast their TV, and someone said, yeah, Mud Creek Baptist Church, a clear view of God's Word. I thought, oh, God, that's good. I like that. That's good. All right, well, let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you so much for your Word. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your blessings. Lord, I thank you that you want to have an intimate relationship with us, that you want us to spend time in your Word. You want us to spend time in prayer. And Lord, we thank you that through that, you can use us to reach people with the gospel. And Lord, we just pray that you would help us. Lord, we're reminded of the proverb that, or the psalm that says, even that the righteous, even their wicked, the wicked are at peace with the righteous. And Lord, we just pray that you would help us to pray for those that persecute us, to pray for those that despitefully use us. And Lord, that you would help them to see Christ reflected in and through us. And Lord, we just ask for more of you in 2022. Lord, that you would help us to love you more. Just like that little boy said, I want all of the love that Jesus can give me. Oh, Lord, help us to have that kind of love for you. Or we would just say, Lord, we just want all of your love. We just want to experience it, and we want to share it, and we want people to see it. Because you are so wonderful and you are so beautiful. We thank you and we praise you for what you're doing and what you'll do. In Jesus' name, amen.